And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 11th of July, 2014. 1960, on this date, To Kill a Mockingbird was published. Harper Lee, she'd started writing anecdotes about life in Alabama. When she moved to New York City in 1949, things were not coming together. She got frustrated. She threw her manuscript out the window of her apartment, and then she thought better of it and went and retrieved the pages. She dismantled what she had written. She turned it into the book that would go on to win the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1961. The novel has sold more than 30 million copies, and that has made her hometown of Monroeville, Alabama, very, very popular for tourists. Her father's courthouse has been turned into a mockingbird museum, gift shop. There are restaurants named after the book and its characters. And the town has staged a play based on the book every year. The first act presented in the town square, and then everyone troops inside the courthouse for the second act. It's the birthday of E.B. White, born in Mount Vernon, New York, 1899. E.B. White, who said, "I arise in the morning torn between a desire to improve the world and a desire to enjoy the world. This makes it hard to plan the day." It's the birthday of Harold Bloom, the critic, born in New York City, 1930, to Jewish immigrants. His first language was Yiddish, but he fell in love with English poetry even before he had ever heard English spoken aloud. Harold Bloom, a critic who argues that great literature is a product of genius, that we shouldn't read it to understand history or politics or culture, but to understand the human condition. It's the birthday of the artist who painted his own mother, James Abbott McNeil Whistler, born Lowell, Massachusetts, 1834. He was ready to paint one day, but the model did not show up, and so he decided to paint his mother instead. The painting called Arrangement in Gray and Black, Number 1, a portrait of Anna Matilda McNeil Whistler in a black dress in profile against a gray wall. Whistler's mother. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, The Last Perfect Season. No one knew it then, but that was the last perfect season, the last time sky and earth were so balanced that when we walked, we flew, the last time we could pick a crate of strawberries every morning in June, the last time the mystical threshing machine appeared at the edge of the field, dividing the oats from the chaff, time of hollyhocks and sprinklers, white clouds over a tin roof. Everyone we knew was young then. Our mothers wore dresses the color of dove wings, slim at the waist, skirts flaring just enough to let the folds drape slightly, like the elegant suits our fathers wore, shirts so white they dazzled even the grainy eye of the camera when we looked down into the viewfinder to press the button that would keep us there, as if we already knew that this was as good as it was ever going to get. A poem by Joyce Sutphen, The Last Perfect Season, from Afterwords, published by Red Dragonfly Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.